Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is June 13th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live as well as those of you listening via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotoVitality on whatever podcast application you use. You know, I'm not sure how that's going to work with iTunes now because they've gotten rid of iTunes, but I think they just separated them. You know, Apple separated it into different applications. So I believe you can still subscribe on the Apple Podcast program or Google Podcast, or you can go to MotoVitality.com and listen to the last nearly decade of calls that we've had for every Thursday. So always do appreciate it when people come on live because I like this to be a discussion. It sounds like we have a lot of people that are not on normally. So just briefly before we get started, I want to kind of tell you what my intent for this call is. This is a gathering of people from our industry. We don't talk product. We don't talk company. As some of you that logged on early heard, we have people from all over the country that log on, and I like to have a discussion. We talk about issues that that affect each of us regardless of the manufacturer or product that we represent. So I've always believed that there's just a tremendous amount of knowledge and experience out there, and I think it's a shame when we're not able to share that. And so I wanted to create a forum where we could do so without worrying about competitors or proprietary information and that type of thing. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope that you'll join us in the future as well and come back. But I'm going to start the call off. So we do have a topic. I want to talk about business to business, cooler sales and that type of thing. I'm down in Texas working with a company this week and had some pretty cool experiences. And I want to share some of that and get some insight from some of you. But before we do that, I'm going to start the call off the way I do every week, which is by asking, I almost forgot. Before I even do that, we need to introduce our MotoVitality is growing, and we are extremely happy and pleased to invite to our team a new member of the MotoVitality team, Laura Vitale, and who has a tremendous amount of experience on computers and office type stuff, but also in management and inventory. And so she is going to help us, among other things, support Jen and I, and she's going to help with the e-commerce. Many of you know that we have begun an e-commerce site on MotoVitality, offering supplies that like test kits and that sort of thing. So Laura's going to help Jen and I keep our hair, or what's left of mine and all of Jen's. And so everybody say hi to Laura, or Laura, rather, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you all. This is Carl.
So in the coming weeks, we'll probably have a little more formal introduction of Laura and have a conversation with her so that everybody can kind of get to know her a little bit. And so we'll do that in some format. But it's pretty exciting. I'm very happy to have you on board, Laura. I know I speak for both Jen and I in saying that. But you, many of you have heard the name, heard Jen and myself over the last decade. And we're very excited to have you on board, Laura. And I hope that many of you get to know her. And if you so we'll talk more about that in the future. So
thank you.
Moving on.
And just so you guys know, the best way to get to know her is if you order stuff from us. So order stuff and you get to know Laura.
Yeah, buy stuff. That's a great idea. You want to know Laura, buy stuff from us. Absolutely. Great idea. Good suggestion, Jim. So every week we start the call off the same way, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that happened that is worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions anybody has? Sometimes when we ask this question, we'll have a topic that we want to talk about or that I kind of have loosely in the idea. But sometimes I will tell you, for those of you that are not normally on this call, sometimes that question will spawn conversation that takes us through the entire through the entire call. And interestingly enough, those are often my favorites because I never wanted this call to be the half hour Kelly Thompson lecture. You know, it was, I like it when we have a discussion, when we get feedback, you know, in conversation amongst all of us. But so some weeks we have that and some weeks we don't. But if we don't have any, then we will jump right into our conversation, to our topic today, which I'm kind of excited about. You know, so when I was in college for a very brief moment, I, like a lot of people, and I'm almost embarrassed to say the type it was, but I'm going to because, hey, I wear a rubber duck on my shirt, so what have I got to lose? It's gonna, where can it go from here, you know? But I showed up at one, I was looking for a job, and I showed up at one of those interviews, you know, the cattle call interviews, where you walk in and you think it's going to be this big, you know, it's going to be a great job. You think it's going to be an individual interview, but you go in there and there's a whole bunch of people sitting there. Waiting to, and you go in and you do this interview and it's like they just hire you on the spot basically. Yeah, oh, come back and start on Monday. And then you show up to work and there's like 50 people there, you know, there's, you know, it's a big cattle call. Well, that's a lot of times how these network marketing type companies, the rah, rah, rah sales companies, the, you know, you get that with insurance, you get it with a lot of times the mortgage companies, you know, where that you show up, it's the cattle call type stuff, hire them in masses, train them in classes, fire their butts type thing. But this particular one, it wasn't even that. It was definitely a network marketing. It was definitely a pyramid type thing. You know, but I was all on board. It was rah, rah, rah. You know, they really do a good job of, you're going to make a ton of money. You're going to get, you know, you're going to be in sales. You're going to do all this stuff. And I don't have negative emotions about it because it taught me a lot. Basically, the company that I worked with peddled perfume and cologne, and it was mostly business to business. And I did that for actually a couple months and was pretty good at it. You know, we had this knockoff perfume and cologne stuff that we would take into these businesses and we would go in and, I mean, and they definitely taught you to learn about, you know, the difference between parfum and cologne and eau de toilette and you know, we had to memorize all the different, you know, Cool Water by Davidoff, you know, and all the different, I can't even believe I still remember that, Calvin Klein. But anyway, that was my first real business-to-business type experience, you know, walking into these businesses and peddling perfume and cologne, knockoff perfume and cologne. And I remember, you know, it was very systematic. You basically started on the end of a business district, and we had our samples out there, and we would go out there and just, you know, just walk in with a vengeance. And it didn't matter if the sign on the door said no soliciting. We made jokes. What? That means no solo sitting. Or, you know, I mean, there would be jokes, but we also did talk about the reality of that, about, you know, those no soliciting signs on the door. And one of the things they talked about is, okay, you know, the way office buildings work is people come and go. They lease an office here, they lease an office there, and you know, those leases run out and they move. So it's very possible that soliciting sign was put there by three tenants ago. You know, maybe somebody put it on three tenants ago. Maybe they put it on there just to, maybe people walk in there and don't even realize that it's there, you know. And so, you know, they taught us not to be intimidated by that stuff. And we went in there and just sort of went in with a vengeance. I didn't really like necessarily the product that I was selling. I certainly didn't like the setup of the company and the organization. And after you sort of, after some of the high of doing that kind of rah-rah, I don't know if anybody's ever gotten involved in those types of things before, but it does get pretty exciting when you first start off, but then when you start to come down off of your high a little bit and you realize the reality of it, you know, you come back to earth and go, okay, this is really not where I want to go with my life. But I am grateful for the experience of going out there. Now, fast forward into my real career. And when I was in, when I was sales manager, now I never really did that type of a thing, you know, as far as cooler sales when I was a straight commission sales guy, although I certainly did go into businesses. And those of you that have been on this call a lot know we talk about that, you know, that there's a couple things that are important when you're walking into a business. And we'll talk about that here in just a second. But the, you know, I do think even as a residential sales professional, there are times that you need to walk into a business. You know, you need to build those business relationships. When I was sales manager, though, we did have a cooler and bottleless cooler program. And it's, and for those people that are really good with people, they like people, but they can only work 8 to 5. They can't work the evenings and weekends that residential sales takes. And it's a really great opportunity. And so we did have that, and I had an opportunity to train people to work with them as sales manager periodically to put together the cooler programs, you know, to go out and try and produce cooler programs. It's been some time. I mean, we worked with the company about 2 years ago doing something similar, and they were, but we didn't have an opportunity to actually go out in the field with them. We just sort of coached them. This week, I've had an opportunity to work with a company on their cooler sales, on their business-to-business cooler sales, and specifically, so bottled water, the 5 gallon jugs, as well as the bottle-less coolers, which I love the idea of. That's basically a cooler with the reverse osmosis system that actually makes, you know, that makes the water, so you know they don't have to worry about the jugs or lugging jugs or anything like that. And I wanted to talk a little bit about my experience this week and get some ideas. I know that some of the people that I'm working with are on this call this morning, and I thought, you know, we would open this topic up to the country and maybe get some other ideas or some feedback. But one of the first things that we have made sure to do before we have gone out into the field and to do this is to first and foremost recognize that we are sales professionals. We're salespeople, okay? And we're walking into somebody else's place of business and, you know, and asking them for something, basically. I mean, as you all know, my approach to sales is that we should always go in with the intent of giving, right? Give more than you take. Anytime you go in with the attitude of gimme, 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 and that includes in this, you know, hey, will you rent a cooler from us? Will you buy a cooler from us? Will you, you know, get on our water route? That's if we have it that way. So we really have to figure out what we're offering. What are we giving? You know, what are we doing for our customers? What can we offer them? But even before we get to that point, they see us as a salesperson walking into a place that we don't pay rent for, into a place that they are there trying to work at and interrupting them, because 5 seconds before they weren't thinking about coolers, although it's not always the case. The woman that I am working with this week, we walked into a hotel the other day, and as we walked in, they were talking about how great the water was in their break room and in their workout room, because they had the water from that company. So, I mean, as we were walking in, they were talking about it. Just coincidentally, we walked in and heard the company name. And that was, so maybe they were talking about it 5 seconds before. But in general, I don't think that's what they have in mind. And so when we walk in there, we have to walk in with respect, you know, and recognizing that we are interrupting their day. The other thing that I was reminded of, and I think this was awesome to be reminded of this, because when you watch the news and you hear, you know, if you spend 5 minutes on Twitter a day or any amount of time on social media, you'd think that everybody is mean to everybody else. That's not the experience I have had for the last 2 days. In walking in, and this is not the experience I've had in general in the past. I think people generally are pretty nice. And when you walk in there, hopefully having respect right from the beginning, not interrupting them when they're on their phone, butting into a, you know, making sure that if there's a customer or somebody that is there to give them business, that you defer to that person always, and not wasting time, right? So, you know, not beating around the bush. They know you're a salesperson. So if you walk in there and start talking about I always say you have about three sentences before you lose them when you walk in to approach somebody. And if you waste one of those sentences with, boy, it's a hot one, isn't it? Or a nice day, isn't it? That's one of your sentences. So jump right to it. Hey, we're with ABC Water. Just stopping in to see who we would need to talk to about your bottled water. The coolers in your break room. And, you know, you get right to the point so they know exactly who you are and what you're doing. When we did that, we found that people, they're actually really nice. In the last 2 days, we didn't run into a single person that was rude or disrespectful or screaming at us. Now, I know from experience, from having done this before, that you can't keep that trend, that there are always those people out there that happen to have a bad day. They're buried, they're hammered, they just got into an argument with their spouse or their boss, and maybe their spouse is their boss or whatever. And, you know, that you walk in there and you're going to bear the brunt of it. So we haven't had that experience this week yet. And in some ways I'm glad, but yet when that does happen, that's a whole new set of skills on how to deal with that. That can ruin a person's entire day, especially when you're in a great mood and somebody just reams you, you know, they go off on you. But to just say, oh, you got to brush it off and keep going, I think that ignores most people. I mean, you do. You have to brush it off and keep going. You can't let that ruin. You know, you got to look at the 99% of the experiences that are positive and not the 1% that, you know, you ran into where the people had a bad day. But it still bothers you. I mean, it does me, you know, but I think it would anybody with a heart. So that's a whole different part of it. But the biggest thing, I think, is if you walk in there with respect, respecting their time and not assuming that you're going to immediately get the opportunity to, the person you're talking to may not be the one that you need to talk to about it. So you got to find that information out. The one that's in there may be, in fact, it's usually not. That's what we discovered the last couple of days again, is that it's usually an office manager or general manager or somebody who's not right there in the front that handles that stuff. But in general, what we discovered is the people that are in front are willing to give you that information, to give you the contact person to speak with. We walked into a post office yesterday when we were out. And, you know, the post office they have a warehouse in the back. It's hot back there. They're moving mail and all of that. And the person that I was with at first looked at that and said, federal building, this is intimidating. This is, how do we do this? And I, you know, I, my thought, now this is a little odd maybe, but I'm thinking, okay, this is awesome. If this looks intimidating to you, it's probably intimidating to all these other people. In fact, that no soliciting sign will weed them out too. Those are the best places to go because they're the ones that half the people don't go into because they have a no soliciting sign on the door, you know. So those people aren't hammered with salespeople coming into their places of business all the time, if that deters them. So, you know, but if this post office is intimidating, that means that probably there's not been very many people going in and asking them about their coolers. Plus, we work with a company that has, you should see the reviews of the company I'm working with. They're five stars. I mean, they are very well respected in the area. You do a Google search on the other bottled water companies, places that do this in the area, and they're like at 2.2 stars, 2.5 stars. So for me to be, you know, to walk in representing a company that has five stars on the reviews and three times as many reviews as anybody else in the area, and still being at, you know, 4.8 or 5 stars, on their service and their delivery and everything else. That's, man, that's awesome. I mean, I should take pride in what I'm walking into. You know, that feels pretty good. So we walked in, and sure enough, we waited in line, and the big, mean-looking, burly guy ended up being one of the nicest people in the world. And he didn't make the decision. He said, you know, well, yeah, they've got water back there, but we're not allowed to drink it. That's just for the management. And I, okay, well, is there a manager back there we could talk to? He goes, yeah, she's back there. Let me give you her number. You can call her. So we went into the lobby and we called her, and she answered and was nice and said, yeah, hang on, I'll be right up. And she came up to the lobby. Actually, she didn't. She sent the operations manager with this guy. Again, he walked out. You know, you first glance at him, you'd think the guy was going to be mean. Ashley, are you on?
I don't know
if Ashley's on or not. Yeah. But this first glance, this guy was, I was going, oh, here we go. This guy's going to, you got to. But he came out. Not only did he spend 5 or 10 minutes with us talking about how the program works and how they have to have government contracts and it's federal and stuff like that, he actually called the main office in the state that they work with to find out who their contract was with and who we would need to talk to. He gave us so much information. I mean, as it turns out, the post office does have a federal contract, national contract, but it was amazing. It was so awesome. And to just realize how forthcoming and nice all these people were. Now, let me get to the point of relevance for all of you that are, thinking about doing the bottle-to-bottle or that type of thing. There's another aspect of this that makes me want to encourage you to put together or look at this type of a program. So many of you on the call are not doing coolers or, the 5-gallon jugs, but that you certainly have access, most of you, to the bottle-less coolers, you know, to the ones that, or even just reverse osmosis. So we ran into just yesterday going out, and we had limited time yesterday to actually go out in the field, about an hour and a half, and we ran into two companies out there yesterday that actually had reverse osmosis systems installed under the sink in their kitchenettes. So there's definitely, even if you're not doing the 5-gallon jugs, there is absolutely opportunity for you to put together, you know, rentals or sales for reverse osmosis systems in these businesses. But what I most discovered, we went out the first day we went out in the field on Tuesday when I got here, we came back not with any immediate, we had a couple opportunities for the cooler sales, although they're going to take a little bit of time because we have to, on one of them, the office manager is gone for a couple weeks and she's the one who makes the decision. There's another one that they had a contract with another company that is up in a couple months. So you run into that stuff and you have to be willing to document that stuff and keep it organized and follow up on it and do everything you say you're going to do. But what we did come back with to the office at the end of our day on Tuesday was one really good commercial lead where this was a company that does, never seen this. It was kind of cool. They have, we walked in and they had a big commercial reverse osmosis system with a, it looked like a 300 or 400 gallon tank, but they were using reverse osmosis water for high pressure water cutting. You know, they cut out metal and wood and, you know, these little designs, templates with high pressure pinpointed water. And so it was pretty neat to see that, but they were using reverse osmosis water in there, and they had a big RO system. And then just a little cooler that they were also leasing. So we have an opportunity for to get a water cooler there. And we have an opportunity to, they're actually renting this commercial unit that they have. And there's a small commercial, but we had that. And the guy is renting the equipment that he has in his home as well. And it's 9-10 years old. And he, the interesting thing about this one is he had a bad experience with the company that I was with about 9-10 years ago, and hasn't really dealt with. That's why he went with this competitor company, the smaller competitor company. But we were able to go in there and set up an appointment for our commercial guy to go in there, and now we have a new opportunity to get this guy's business again. you know, which we would not have had we not gone out and spoken with him. He was super nice, super, super cool. So we had a commercial lead out of it, and we had two residential leads. We walked in, and they had something in the office already that was working, but they said, oh, man, I really need to get you guys out to my house. And so we were able to take those leads back and give them to the residential sales professional to go out as well. So here's my point. If you are going to put together this program, I think it's one that should not be put together exclusively amongst the bottled water department. I think that the residential department and the commercial department and the service department, because you're going to run into those service opportunities too, where they've already got equipment in there and it needs serviced or fixed. I think everybody should be on board with it. Everybody should be aware, hey, we are ramping up this program. Okay, we have somebody out there that is going to be going out and doing this, or they are going out and doing this, and then there needs to be systems in place for where those leads go. In the case of the company I'm working with, they took all of those leads, and they have a sales coordinator at their organization. So one person handles and distributes all of those leads so that they can then track those leads and see where they go and where they come and that sort of thing. And I think there should be a system set up where the person that is giving those leads or producing those leads out there on the business-to-business, that they I think that they should get something for that. If it turns into a sale, that should be an additional source of revenue for them and incentivizes them to look for all of those leads as well. So communication amongst everybody in the company, I think, is critical. I think that you have to have somebody that goes out that isn't just walking in the way I did with perfume and cologne, where you walk in and it's a one and done type thing. I think it's important to have somebody that goes in and stays organized and structures their time to where they can follow up and go back and they're making notes. Okay, the office manager is not there for 2 weeks. Let's follow up on that. You know, let's go back in 2 weeks and make sure we get in touch with that office manager. Somebody that's there that's willing to send a thank you note to the gatekeeper, to that woman or man who's in the front office who's obviously crazy busy, but took 2 minutes to talk to us and give us a ton of information. The person, you know, there needs to be a professional who's willing to write that information down and send a thank you note out or drop an ice cold bottle of water off to that person next week. Just because that's a huge deal. You know, I mean, we walked in there and invaded her space and her time and they gave us that information. That's something worthy of a thank you, in my opinion. And so the person out there doing this bottled water stuff needs to be somebody who sees it, not just as a business-to-business door peddler, but somebody that sees it as a really critically important and valuable way to produce revenue and relationships within the company. Okay, last 2 minutes, thoughts, comments, opinions.
So Kelly, when you're walking in the door of a business, I know you touched on it a little bit, but what is usually your best approach to when you walk in? What do you recommend to them?
Get straight to the point. I recommend getting straight to the point. It's a great question. You walk in and you get straight to the point. So, hey, I'm Kelly with ABC Water. Wondering who, or you can ask it a couple ways. Just wondering what you guys are currently doing regarding the coolers. Do you have a break room where you have water delivered, or do you have a cooler in the home or in the building? You get straight to the point. Or you can ask, who would I talk to regarding a bottled water delivery program or putting a cooler in a break room or in the office? Okay. And then if they say, well, we already have such and such, I'll say, well, would it be okay if we were to give you some information? So, you know, if nothing else, you can take a look at what we have to offer and give you something in comparison. They're always willing to do that, you know, why not look at it? Maybe we're not the cheapest. Yesterday somebody said, well, you're not going to beat such and such company. And I said, yeah, I understand that. Being the best is expensive. You know, so, I mean, you know, you're not necessarily going to be the cheapest price. But at least you have that information. That's a good question. Any other questions real quick on that or thoughts or opinions or anything? So I'd love to be able to work with you guys further and talk to you about this. If you have any other comments or thoughts on it, please let me know. I'm always open to that stuff. Thank you all very much for joining us. Please join us every Thursday, or go back and listen to the archives and let us know that too. Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. We will talk to you. I will not talk to you. I should mention that. I will not talk to you all for about the next 3 weeks. I'm going to be in Australia for the next 2 weeks after this week. So I'll talk to you sometime then. So everybody be safe. We'll talk to you next time, if not before. See ya.
Thanks.